had this idea in my head, and I actually recorded it earlier, but surprise, surprise, it was too quiet. And there was some weird feedback that I could hear as well. So, of course, my luck, I have to try to make this work. But I have this in my head, and I hope that I can get it out right, at least to where it sounds okay. I'm at home, and I'm in bed, and I'm drifting off to sleep. I have on my nightie, and I'm ready to just fall into dreamland, but I'm fighting it too because I've been waiting all day to see you. And even though I'm tired, I just miss you. And I'm in that little place between being completely asleep and being awake, and this is when you come home. You try to be quiet, knowing that you've got home late and I'm probably asleep. You walk into the bedroom, you take off your jacket, unbutton your shirt, and take off your pants. And then start to climb into bed with me. You stop midway, just looking at me, and then decide not to get into bed just yet. You walk over to my side of the bed and lean over me, just looking. You slide your hand down your stomach and into your boxers, where your cock is already hard. You start stroking as you pull back the covers and see that I've gone to bed with no bra on. Your breath hitches a little bit as you slowly stroke all the way up and all the way down your cock, looking at me. And I know you'd be looking at me. It's precisely why I went to bed with no bra. I love knowing that you're looking. We pull the covers back more and see that my nightie has risen up past my thighs, and you can see my panties peek out from under them. Your hand starts to go a little faster. You softly grunt, close your eyes, and when you open them, you reach down to take my hand. You pull your boxers down a little bit, getting closer to the bed. And you replace your hand with mine. Make my fingers wrap around the base of your shaft and start to slowly make me stroke you. As soon as you get a rhythm in, you start groaning, feeling how soft my hand is. Even though I'm asleep, I reflexively start to squeeze just a little bit As I get down to the base, you bring me up to the head. It starts to feel good. So you start to move your hips like you're fucking my hand. Then you start moaning and groaning, your voice getting a little louder. And with all of this, my eyes start to flutter open. I look over and I see what you're doing. You don't stop or slow down or anything. You just smile down at me. You have this pleading look in your eyes. And I know exactly what you need. I get out of bed. I kneel in front of you. And while my hand warps the bottom of your cock, I give your cock head a little kiss, pressing my lips to it. And then I give the underside a little lick, a flick of my tongue around the head, feeling those ridges with the tip of my tongue. I look up at you as I give your cock head one more kiss before slowly sucking it into my mouth. My tongue instantly starts to roll over it, starts playing with the underside, and at first I just keep sucking in your head, teasing it with my tongue. All my hand strokes the base of your cock. I see you start to get impatient. You're so mean. Even though I've just woken up, you want me to take more of you. So we start to suck up more of your cock and by inch, taking part of your shaft in along with your head, my tongue working around inside my mouth. But I can still tell this is not enough for you. I know exactly what you're thinking of, and turns me on. But for now, you restrain yourself by just placing your hand in my hair and just slightly trying to push my head down, trying to make me take more of your cock. But I don't. I keep just about half of it inside my mouth while my hand works the other half. I'm looking up at you, moaning, and I finally see that you can't take it anymore. You push my hand away. You put both of your hands on my head and you thrust into my mouth. Oh, God, you feel so good when you do that. I know you couldn't take it. I know that I'd push you to this. And you knew what I was doing. But you're still frustrated with me. And so you grip my hair, you grip my head, and you start to fuck my mouth. Fuck my face. Oh, leaning your head back. How good my mouth feels. How good my lips feel on your skin. Making me take you deep. Oh, you start hitting the back of my throat. Oh, feeling it contract around you. You start going deeper. Your hips starting to pound against my lips. You really start to give it to me. My eyes start to water as you keep hitting the back of my throat. And it feels so good. You see my hand reach down between my legs. And I start to play with my clit. Oh, you start to moan. Oh, looking down at me. Using my mouth. Rolling your hips up into me. I feel you start to go a little bit faster. And I know you're ready. I know what you want to give to me. I know what you need to give to me. So I start to suck you as you fuck my mouth. I suck you hard. Your groans get louder. Your hips are more insistent, trying to reach into my throat. Oh, until finally you give me one last hard thrust and your cum spurts out of you. Once, twice, three times. All of it running down my throat, and I swallow every bit of it. You feel my throat contract and get tighter as I suck down every bit you give me. It tastes so good. You smile down at me, out of breath. You pull your cock out. I lick my lips, looking up at you. Swallowing down all of that frustration from your day. And then I tell you that I want